From Washington, this is VOA News. I am Ji Abili reporting. Syrian warplanes have resumed flights from an airbase targeted in Friday's U.S. cruise missile attack. A provincial governor said the base was operating from what he described as a first phase. The comments from Homs provincial governor Tala Barazi came just hours after the Syrian government said the U.S. missile attack on the airbase had caused extensive damage. Barazi did not offer further details, and the U.S. Defense Department referred questions about conditions at the airbase to the Damascus government. In Egypt, two bomb attacks struck Coptic churches as worshippers flocked to the church for Palm Sunday services. Edward Yeranian has more on the blast that killed nearly 40 people in Tanta and Alexandria.
Coptic churchgoers and rescue workers picked through the debris inside the St. George Coptic Cathedral in Tanta, north of Cairo in the Nile Delta. Pews were broken and overturned, and blood-stained clothing and body parts were strewn on the ground. Eyewitnesses say an explosion took place near the church altar as worshippers recited prayers on Palm Sunday, which begins the Christian Holy Week. A second explosion occurred hours later outside the main Coptic cathedral in the Egyptian port city of Alexandria. Police indicated a suicide bomber struck outside the church.
Afghan officials say 9 security personnel have been killed in a Taliban stronghold, while U.S. officials say an American soldier was killed while carrying out operations outside the Islamic State group. This is VOA News. The U.S. Navy is sending a strike group toward the Korean Peninsula to bolster America's presence there and send a message to North Korea. Earlier this week, Pyongyang conducted a ballistic missile test, violating U.N. Security Council resolutions. The strike group includes its namesake aircraft carrier, the USS Carl Vinson, as well as 3 guided missile destroyers. Pyongyang has repeatedly defied international warnings about conducting missile launches and testing nuclear devices. U.S. President Donald Trump has also called on China, one of the few nations with strong ties to the North, to take stronger action to curb its nuclear ambitions. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson travels to Moscow Wednesday, just days after Washington launched missile strikes on Russia's ally, Syria. U.S. missiles struck a Syrian airbase in response to a chemical weapons attack that killed scores of civilians. Here's Tillerson speaking to ABC News.
I think the president was very clear in his message to the American people that this strike was related solely to the most recent horrific use of chemical weapons against women, children, and as the president said, even small babies. And we're asking and calling on Bashar al-Assad to cease the use of these weapons. Other than that, there is no change to our military posture.
Secretary Tillerson. Meanwhile, Britain's Foreign Minister Boris Johnson announced that he canceled his planned visit on Monday, citing developments in Syria have changed the situation fundamentally. Johnson said he did consult with Tillerson before calling off his trip to Russia. Secretary of State Tillerson heads to Russia after he attends the G7 Foreign Ministers meeting in Italy. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations is suggesting if President Donald Trump needs to carry out more military attacks on Syria, he will. She backed his decision to carry out a missile strike against Syrian air bases in retaliation for a chemical weapons attack on civilians last week. Haley called the strike order Trump's finest hour since he took office, commending his thoughtfulness in carrying out the strike. Speaking on NBC News Meet the Press, she also criticized Russia for its response to the chemical attacks.
When this chemical weapons murder happened to so many people, Russia's reaction was not how horrible, or how could they do this to innocent children, or how awful is that? Their initial reaction was, Assad didn't do it. The Syrian government didn't do it. Why were they that defensive that quick?
Pakistan says Russia-sponsored international talks on Afghan must involve the United States in bringing peace to the war-torn country. I am Ji Abili in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.